Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com on the WRMJ Sportsline, kind of a holiday theme this weekend, talking about personal and professional relationships and friendships. We get a chance to visit with the good friend, Coach Coley Welter, and I always joke with people, one of the saddest days I ever had in Aledo is when Coach Welter got in the moving van, and I believe his daughter was in the front seat with him, and she was crying as they were leaving town. And I still remember that day, and I want to preface my remarks. This has nothing to do with the other football coaches that have come in town. I love Coach's uncle. I love Coach Hofer. But I just, the relationships that my children had with the Welter kids was the sad part about me. Coach, you bum. I still remember that day. I told my wife, I said, yeah, I just got to get out of here, man. I can't watch this scene anymore.
Yeah, that was a rough time, period, for the family in general, and that was a sad trip, and there's as you said, I mean, a big part of that, a big part of our friendship is obviously football on the radio station, but more so our kids growing up together, and that was a great time in my life, and part of it was because of seeing the way the community. How good the community was to our kids and our family.
Well, and when you basically dial it down and you think about life, you know, when you get reflective and you think about, like, growing up and the friends you make, but then, like, when you get in your profession and you're a coach and a teacher, are you reflective about the relationships and the connections that you've made doing that? You see what I'm saying? If you haven't, if you didn't do that, comparing that you have done that and the connections and the relationships you've built upon that.
Yeah, no question. And that's the thing. And I think coaches by nature, maybe teachers to some degree as well, can be a little bit hermits by nature. You just never certain, you know, who necessarily would, how people necessarily perceive you or whatnot. So you have a tendency to be a little bit withdrawn at times. So those relationships in the profession are even more important. The personal relationships I have with my coaches, for example, and then the personal relationships you gain with the coaches of other teams. You know, I think about all the different people I know throughout the state in coaching. You know. And that just continues to grow as you become much older, as I've found I've gotten, I realize, as I've been in this profession for 25 years, that network just continues to increase and increase. And it's great. It's very rewarding to have those kind of relationships.
You're at a time now where you've been doing it for, I would say, approaching 30 years, maybe your past 30 years coaching altogether. I'm not sure. Are you to the point where you're kind of reflective? Are you to that point of your career where you kind of reflect back and say, wow, I've really had a pretty good time doing this now? Some people will say, well, man, he's not a maybe very nice guy at certain circumstances when he's preparing for a game, or, you know, and I'm using that tongue in cheek, of course. But do you understand what I'm saying about being, are you to the point where you've been reflective because you've done it for so long?
Oh, very much. In fact, you know, we were just talking off the air about the jobs that were open, and I marvel at the number of people that are getting out of the profession, and I'm thinking about the fact that, okay, I have been involved in this for 25 years, and that has been, although it's gone fast, that is a significant amount of time, and so I do. I look back at I was just looking back this weekend, all the way to the beginning of my. My career at Ridgeview, and through the time in Aledo, and now here at Monticello's, I'm getting closer to the end of my career. What it's all been about, you spoke about it with your last question. I mean, it really, really comes down to relationships. If you don't have those relationships in this profession, it's going to be a tough ride.
I was talking to Coach Lower this week too, and I asked him, do you think your family gets it? That what goes into coaching. I mean, they're around it, but do you think they understand the profession and the game, the nuances?
You know, I think that's one of the greatest blessings I've had personally is how much my family does get it. And that's, I think, another reason I see so few coaches last so many years because of that time commitment, because of the, sort of the stress at times. I hate to use that term. Everybody has stress in their lives, but sometimes it can be stressful. And that can sometimes wear on a family. And so if your family is not all in from the get-go, they don't understand what it's all about. They don't look at your job as sort of, in some ways, sort of a ministry of sorts. If you don't have that support, you're not going to make it in the business, to be honest with you. And so, yes, I do. I believe my family gets it. And I'm very blessed because of that.
Yeah, and I was telling Coach Lower, you know, the profession is so subjective where even like your family members can second guess you. It's like, because they've been around it so much that they say, well, maybe, Coach, maybe we should have done something different. Now, I think the special relationship you had, especially in your Aledo days, I don't know if this is still prevalent since you've gone, but I know your dad was involved in the Aledo program. Your father-in-law, Ron, who was retired from the Sherrard School District, I think, filmed for you. You know, Tyus and Aledo was a ball boy. I mean, your wife was heavily involved in the program. So, you know, at that time, and that's why I'll tell you, people can say, well, I'll tell people that for you, in that time period, maybe you were the richest man in coaching when you had all that. I mean, you had father-in-law, dad, kids, wife, all really kind of directly involved in the program. Now, I'm not saying it's any less at Monticello or whatever, but I'm saying in those days at Aledo when you had, I mean, it was the family that was involved in the production.
It really was. I keep using the term blessing, but one of the greatest blessings of going there was the fact that Angie's parents were there and the fact that that they were involved, that Ron was so involved in the filming. I don't know that he missed a game in regards to filming for the 11 years I was there. And that was fun for me to be able to share that with them and get to know them through that process. And, of course, my dad and my mom coming up to all the games and whatnot, as you said, and Angie even being a cheerleading coach for a couple of years, and of course, Tyus being a ball boy. And, yeah, you're right, absolutely. And again, I think that was a big reason today why I'm still doing it, because of that involvement with my family.
Well, and that's, you know, how time just flies. I mean, that's the other reflecting point of all this. How, you know, when you think about when you left Aledo to now at Monticello, it seems like just yesterday. But that's, in terms of me, the reflective moment in all this is, man, it wasn't just yesterday that you left.
No, in fact, I was, this just went through my head. I mean, I've been here 9 years now, which is almost as long as I was at Aledo. And as you said, I still feel like I have a lot of connections to Aledo. And so it doesn't seem that long ago because of the continued relationships that I have with people in that community. But you're right, 9 years is a significant amount of time, and it was a little bit ago.
All right, so I would ask you, as we're holiday theme, the best Christmas that maybe you ever had, and I'll answer for you. I'll say probably 1998, because everybody got a bunch of Aledo Green Dragons state championship stuff. So what about that? I mean, I'm kidding you about now, but I'm saying 1998 had to be a memorable like Christmas, because you win a state title and then basically that whole month everybody wants the state championship, you know, Aledo stuff or whatever.
Yeah, but you know, you kind of laugh about it, but it, you know, it was also Tyus was 6 months old. You know, I look back at 98 and it's like, wow, what a year that was. You know, basically, from being married in 97 to Tyus being born in 98 to winning a state championship in that first year at Aledo. Yeah, that was a pretty fun Christmas, I have to say. So yeah, it would be pretty hard to top that one.
All right. And as I wrap up, and I wanted to use this as kind of the great moment of this interview, because I was talking to my good friend Glenn Cook, talk about relationships, one of my true friends in this profession. And I always tell people, I don't know if it's sad or if it's a blessing that most of my friends that I have in life now are connected to my job covering high school sports. And I say it's a blessing with the people that I've had the opportunity to meet. And I'm not going to, you know, give out names here, but I know Coach Cook and Coach Welter, and myself, we went to visit one day a friend who was mired in some problems, and it was about a 4-hour trip there, 4-hour back, and then a 4-hour visit. And I remember we had this great talk going there, great talk when we got there, and great talk when we got back. So 12 hours of communication. That's a day, a full day. So I remember when we were heading down, you talking about, the theme kind of was, kids know they're smart enough to realize if you're vested in their lives and if you're interested in their lives. They know. So you have to be true and honest about that. And I think that's kind of the gift that maybe you don't realize that you have. And I think maybe Coach Cook doesn't realize that he has. It sounds simple. I mean, it sounds so simple, but I've done it long enough to see that there are some coaches that don't get that. But you two guys understand that. That was an important lesson I learned that day about you kids know who is vested in their lives and who is really interested in their lives. And it takes more than just showing up, as they say. So I want to pat you on the back. That was a really important lesson I learned that day.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope that's true. I mean, because that's what I believe is the case, and I do worry about that. I always think about, okay, am I looking at this from the right perspective? You know, what am I doing for this kid? You know, do they know how much I care? Because I feel like I do, but, you know, there's plenty of times where you get in a situation where you say, okay, you know, you're feeling the pressure to be successful and whatnot, and you can easily lose perspective and miss the boat. And ultimately, you want to be successful. You want that for any program you're a part of. But that success pales in comparison if you don't have the right relationships with the kids. And like you said, if the kids don't think you care about them, then nothing else really matters.
All right. Well, Coach Welter, I'm thankful I know you, so I wanted to tell you that point blank. And you came to Aledo in 1998 and had an impact on a lot of people's lives, and I know still have an impact on their lives today. And that's the other part of relationships and connections and those type of things that carry on. So we wish Merry Christmas to Coley Welter, Angie Welter, Aaliyah Welter, who, by the way, is going to Louisville. Tyus Welter is at Mizzou. We'll be rooting against the Mizzou Tigers on Saturday with Illinois.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
Yeah, then Kiara is going to be an eighth grader. What grade is she? Seventh grade right now?
She's an eighth right now.
Goodness. Going to be a freshman. And then yep. Trey Welter is going to be, he's what grade right now?
He is in sixth.
He's in sixth grade and plays basketball like Coney Island Sebastian Telfair.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't know that, but ESPN, that was one of the original documentaries they did on Sebastian Telfair. But I want to see Trey play because I've heard good things about him. Coach, always great to visit with you, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
And Jim, I thank you. I do value our relationship, and I do, and, you know, you talk about the impact that you've had. And the impact that Alito's had on my family still exists today. So thank you very much for that. Merry Christmas to you as well.
All right. We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.